Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Sean Sutton, reporter and writer for Search Health IT. I'm here with Angela Kennedy, board president and chairman of AHIMA, the American Health Information Management Association. We're here at AHIMA's 2014 convention and exhibit in San Diego. So welcome, Angela.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me this afternoon. Great to be here.
Our pleasure. Angela, can you tell our readers, who are mainly CIOs and HIM directors, what you think are the hottest topics of this year's show and on AHIMA's agenda for 2015? ICD-10 has been and continues to be at the forefront of people's minds, but what other hot-button issues are on your mind at the end of 2014 going into next year? Obviously, data governance is a hot topic, and what are the implications for patient safety in data governance?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big question, but I think we'll start at the top. I think everybody's pretty much buzzing now about information governance and how to go back to their facilities and assess their organization for readiness. And so that seems to be a topic that I've been getting a lot of questions about today, as well as interoperability. In terms of CIOs and how they work with their HIM practitioners on readiness for ICD-10, they're ready. I spoke with the CIO this morning that told me she works one-on-one with her HIM director daily, and that it is a collaborative effort to educate everyone across their organization. And I was speaking with another practitioner today, and I was asking them about HIPAA and how those changes were impacting them. And they said, there is some impact there. However, meaningful use is really the big touch point we're working on right now. HIPAA is basically standard, and we're moving along with that. But it's education across the organization on all those topics. Making sure everybody's ready and that the communication is occurring back and forth to put these systems in place, whether it be information governance or compliance with HIPAA, or getting meaningful use out the door, so to speak.
So in particular with information governance becoming so important, can you explain how IT staffs at large healthcare systems, large practices, and ACOs can benefit from progress in information governance?
Absolutely. Well, information governance is not really a program. It is something that you put in place, and it is going to govern your data from creation to management, to storage, to deletion, and every step in the way. In the education, you have to have good data going in. Put it in once, use it many times. If you do that and you have the appropriate governance policies in place where you don't want to work in silos. So when you look at information governance, it's not that you have to focus on privacy and security for HIPAA, and maybe you have to work on meaningful use outcomes. If governance is in place, all of those things are out of those silos, because you're governing data across the enterprise and not just for one project or one legislative mandate. So in terms of working with CIOs, again, it's educating the organization, it's putting it out there, making it a priority. And if we go back to my initial comment that I had, clean data in once, in the right way, and then what we pull out for analytics is going to be used many times. And we know that we can make good data-driven decisions.
Okay, as for ICD-10, how can healthcare providers best use this year of extra time? And could you comment on the arguments of those who still believe it'll be costly to go to ICD-10 and that payers will find more reasons to reject claims?
Well, we know that there are studies there that really detail the cost about ICD-10, so I won't get into that, but our practitioners are ready for ICD-10. We're ready for ICD-10. There are obvious implications for population health there. If we look at Ebola, there's currently no ICD-9 code that would address that, and You know, there is for 10, and there are many other reasons. We're ready. I think probably in the last stages, we have CIOs and HIM directors looking at the dual coding process, and that's where you'll see some activity, as well as just working with educating physicians and the medical community on the importance and the impact ICD-10 will have on continued patient care and continuity of care, really across all providers and all settings.
Okay, is there a coder shortage, and how does the industry best deal with that?
That's a good question. That one's a little harder to address. But depending on where you live and where you work, yes, coders could be a little bit more difficult to put in place for you. I think that you're going to see those shortages increase the closer we move to I-10 and the more demand we have for dual coding, and the more we need qualified professionals in place for not just coding but also clinical documentation improvement. To say there's a coder shortage right now here today, that's a really hard question to answer, so I won't go down that road with you, but I can say that the implementation of ICD-10, there will be an increased demand for coders. I'm an educator, and we have students that graduate, and we can put them in a coding job immediately if they'll take it. So, and there's always people asking me personally, do you have any coders? And I think I hear that, from an AHIMA big picture standpoint, I hear that a lot. Where are the coders? How can we get coders? I think that's also where you're going to see diversity among practitioners. And so you're going to have your traditional HIM coder, and then you're going to see a lot of nurses and other healthcare practitioners in that space doing that work. And that's pretty much commonplace right now to see that occur. So we have a lot of diversity among our coding community.
How are HIM people dealing with HIPAA compliance, particularly the new omnibus rule, and both patient access and privacy?
We knew when I talked to practitioners, that was one of the questions that I was asking someone just a few moments ago, and they said, it's really just business as usual. We have been committed to HIPAA for some time, so if you're following the rules and everybody's educated on, privacy and security, then, you mitigate your risk, you make sure that everyone knows what should happen across the organization. And so they're not really seeing it as, from an HIM perspective, extra work or an additional burden. What I've been hearing are most of them are really focused around meaningful use.
Okay, thanks for sitting down with me. That was a stimulating discussion. I appreciate your time, and hopefully I'll see you next year in New Orleans.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.